Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Asare. Reverend Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister. He has been ministering for over 20 years and has traveled extensively. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now here is Reverend Collins.
Father, tonight, you are a treasure. You are royalty. We declare great is thy measure. The measure of your royalty. You are everything. You continue to be everything. Come what may, you will remain everything in our lives. Thank you, Father, for purposes that are standing. Your purpose shall stand tonight in our lives. I thank you for speaking to us in an awesome way, such that our lives will never be the same again. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. And somebody said, amen. Why don't you put your hands together for the Lord, and you may please be seated wherever you are. Welcome to church tonight. Every Tuesday night we're here. Every Sunday morning we're here. Make it a point to be around all the time. Turn to the person sitting next to you. I'm glad you're here tonight. I believe tonight is the night of destiny. Do you believe that tonight? Tonight you're not going back the same. I said tonight you're not going back the same. Amen. We're looking at leadership. Leadership, leadership, leadership. Now, when you talk about leadership, you know, many people assume or go with the notion that it is the government, it's the president, it is some CEO, some manager somewhere. We hardly think about ourselves when the subject of leadership comes in. But these few Tuesdays that God has given to us, I want us to place ourselves in that role, that place of leadership. We want to assess ourselves and see how are we leading our lives. Are you with me tonight? Because many of us are not doing a good job at all with ourselves. I said many of us are not doing a good job at all with ourselves. One of the things that you're going to learn very soon, if you've never experienced it before, is that when you get saved, there's a teaching that we have in our church. It's called Seven Great Principles. Everybody must understand and go through that teaching. One of the principles under that seven great principles is the fact that when you're born again, your mind is still the same and it must be renewed. That is why we come to church. You see, because when you are saved, it's only your spirit that has been affected. Your body, your physical being, your mind, the way you think, is still the same. Your soul is still the same. So it is when you come to church, when you read the Word of God, when you listen to preaching, that gradually your mind is affected. Do you get it? So you have Christians who are Christians, they are born again, their sins have been forgiven, yet they think in the same way. And sometimes you would think, oh, why is it that I'm a Christian and things are going this way? Many people get confused about that. They think that, oh, you know, once I become a Christian, everything is automatic. No, everything is not automatic. You have to apply yourself. I say you have to apply yourself. Because we are not serving a lazy God. I say we are not serving a lazy God. Amen. So we are looking at leadership. We have the books there. It's a very, very fat book. Fat books are always important books. Like, if you have them out there, I want to encourage you. If you don't have it, make sure you get a copy for yourself. The Art of Leadership. Leadership is an art. When you say leadership is an act, you are talking about the fact that leadership is something you need to be abreast with. You just don't become a leader. You must work at becoming a leader. Did you understand what I'm saying? Marissa, did you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying that it's just like if there's a plumbing problem, there's a problem with our plumbing network in the church, we cannot just call any and anybody. In fact, there are some even plumbers, when you call, they will come and it will come back. The problem will come back the next day. So even those who say they are plumbers or who are electricians, they are not able to fix certain things because they do not have the art. They are not skilled. And when God dropped us here on earth, even though he did not make us perfect, he expects, he gave us all the necessary materials to be able to enter and to get onto perfection. Are you listening to what I'm trying to say? So, even though we may lack certain things, we do not lack the ingredients to produce that particular thing. We may lack success in our lives right now, but we do not lack the ingredients to become successful. Should I repeat myself? I'm saying you may not be successful today, but you do not lack what must come together to make you successful. I see you becoming successful in this life. And that is what leadership is about. So once you find yourself in this life, you have to learn how to lead yourself. You see, because your pastor will speak to you. I mean, we try to preach. We try to preach what the Lord leads us to talk about. But to apply it in a certain way, with a certain measure, you there's a lot of things that you yourself, you decide. Again, like I said, the ingredients are not lacking. It's not the ingredients. It is the ability to put them together. You know, so we like to really criticize people a lot. If you look at it, we like to criticize people about a lot. We talk about the government. Even today, Prince, I was thinking about Kaichonis, you know. And I was just wondering, these people, are they really helpful? I mean, there's always a scandal. There's always something has gone wrong somewhere. I mean, when is it going to stop? I mean, when we were under oppression, we felt it was a good thing, right? But now it looks like oppression is gone somehow. And there's always some scandal. There's always some big story. When is this story going to end? I mean, it's very, very easy to sit down and criticize and say all kinds of things about it. But if you were to be in the seat that somebody is in or somebody is on, they will see what you can also produce. You don't understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah, we have independence. We've had independence for how many years now? 50 years. Political independence for 50 years. Not economical independence. The politicians are explaining. Yeah, political independence, which is a deception. We've had that for 50 years. Yet nobody has been able to come and make us feel the way we feel. We must feel. It's always somebody who has to help us to build some toilet, do some water, something somewhere. Even toilet we can't do for ourselves. We even canals, we can't manage the drainage system in Guyana. We have to bring the Dutch to come and help us. We can criticize, which is okay. But let us look at ourselves. Let us look at ourselves. I have an example of a gentleman who comes to mind as I'm talking about this. I'm talking about you leading yourself. And it, leading of yourself comes with a lot of decisions and a lot of choices. And if you are not filled with wisdom and with the word of God, your decisions and your choices will be wrong. And once you make a wrong turn, that you are almost finishing. You see, this life is too short and too precious to be making mistakes. Oh, I said this life is too short and too precious to be making mistakes. So, you know, if I were you, I'll try and use something that is so secure and assured. So when I take a step, it will be a step that will not pay me back for any mistake I've made. Are you with me? I'm thinking about people who even have been in this church and are not no more. People who have rejected some suggestions and some advice we have given, and they have made their own choices. And today, where are they? It reminds me of a young lady who started this church, went through the ranks, became a preacher in the church, and met a gentleman in Pizza Hut. Even Pizza Hut is no more, is it? Another owner has taken over Pizza Hut. But when Pizza Hut used to be on Flesinger Road, this lady, when you are single, you shouldn't go out alone, you know. You become a prey. So she went alone. went to this pizza hut, went to buy herself a pizza. And then this gentleman who was also alone. So now alone and alone comes together. It makes a good equation. So they began to interact. And then they began to talk. I mean, in Guyana, I think we say, we are talking. It's dangerous to talk. I said, it is dangerous to talk. Most of the time, people think, we are just talking. It takes talking to go to the next level. The person you talk to a lot is a person who have a great influence over your life. You get closer to the person than anybody else. That's why praying every day is important, because when you pray every day, you get closer to God. I said, that's why praying is very important in your life. I see you becoming more prayerful. So they started talking. He came to church. And at a point, you know, she was shocking. You understand what I mean by when she was shocking? She'll miss one meeting. And then you see a life that was very straight. And at a certain point, you see some missing spots. So you begin to wonder, what's happening? Excuse. What's happening? Excuse. Then one day, you know, she said, he's talking to this guy. I say, who is this guy? He said, a guy I met, you know, we're just talking. I said, so is he a Christian? So he goes to the Adventist church. I said, hey, Charlie, Adventist and Lighthouse Pentecostal, they are two different things. So if I were you, I would not pursue it. She didn't mind me. To cut a long story short, she left the church. Followed them, because the man told her that he does not like this church, that when you go, you come home late. And she obeyed. Yeah, she obeyed. It was a gradual process, but she obeyed. In fact, it was a worse scenario when one night she was going home alone at night, and then thieves attacked her and took off her watch, her chain, and her phone. Then the banner said, you see what I tell you? This church will use go and use come home late. You know how them people talk. It's like the guy has a solid reason. And of course, once the guy, you talk to him a lot, and then he says, don't go. Then you also begin to listen to him. She left the church. During the time when she left the church, if she was going to marry in the church, her wedding would have been one of the nicest weddings around. As she left the church, and I went to marry the guy in a quiet ceremony in some fancy church. Only 5 people were at the wedding. We saw it on Facebook at a point. We counted the people. 1, 2, 3. And then the 2 of them, 5. You see, and then you ask yourself, when the person doesn't want to follow leading, you see, you can't lead yourself. God has given you somebody to help lead you, right? And then you reject the leading. Now, you are now leading yourself, and your wedding is made up of 5 people. So that's even point number one. You can write it down. Point number one, your wedding will be few people. Now, then she moved over. The guy was in Babies, so she moved to Babies. Who moved to Babies? People are coming from Babies to Georgetown. So who moves to Babies? So now she has to work in Georgetown and live in Babies. So every morning she has to come down. Now that I'm talking, she's back in Georgetown, divorced. So you see, you can say, the church is controlling you. The pastor wants you to do, you don't want to. No, but if you are given the opportunity to run your life, ladies and gentlemen, you go through divorce. You will divorce. Now, all of us, even all of us, me that I'm even preaching, if I've not had leaders in my life, maybe I would have divorced by now. Yeah. I say she also. Yeah, no. If we didn't have leaders in our churches who would say that, you know what, this, you too, you would have left your wife long time. It's like, I can't take this foolishness. Let me just go. Yeah. But because there's a leadership in your life, there's somebody who leads you. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord leads me. It is those that are led. Those are the people who find green pastures. Oh. Because ladies and gentlemen, let me... if you don't want to be led, that's okay. But let's see how far you will go if you lead yourself. So we started by saying, was it last Tuesday? Everything. What happened last Tuesday? Was it last Tuesday? I was not here. Where did I go? Hey. What a shock. Okay, so was it last 2 weeks? Okay, so last 2 weeks, two Tuesdays ago, we started by saying that everything depends on leadership. If you will marry, it depends on leadership. Why? Because sometimes the person you want to marry is in a movie. It's not in the church. And once that person is in the movie, you have to go to Hollywood. So as you are in the church, looking for a movie man to marry, you will not marry. Because the people here in the church are not movie men. How many understand my simple? There's no movie man here. Some people, the woman they want to marry is in a book and can never appear as a human being for you to marry her. Dreams, fantasies, imaginations. If we are allowed to do that, well, our things our own way, let me tell you. I said, let me tell you. 1 year won't pass. In your pride, you'll be walking on the streets of Georgetown as if nothing has happened to you. But it's just because you are proud. That's why you don't want to acknowledge. So everything depends on leadership. And I rather want to, for the benefit of the doubt, I rather want somebody who has more of an objective view to advise me. Should I say it again? It's because if I take things into my own hands, I'll do things that will make me happy. Yeah. And the things that will make me happy, that's not necessarily mean that they are good things. Oh. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, he says, I keep my body under subjection. Yeah. Because if you don't take care, you will fight. If you don't take care, there are some Christians, you will abuse them. You will slap them. I tell you. I mean, I wish I could slap some church members, I tell you, but you know. You just need a 2x4 to just rearrange their brains. Yeah. He says, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. It's not an easy thing to do. So majority of us, if not all of us, need leadership. You know, so just so that you also don't become, if you want to call it, a hazard to yourself, you need to also learn a bit about leadership so that, you know, otherwise we will die. If everybody is going to depend on us, then when we die, you won't live anymore. You also have to die. So God wants us, as we grow, to become a bit more stronger, a bit more, I mean, capable to lead our life to a certain extent. There will always be dependency. There will always be dependency. There was never going to be a time in your life that you will not need somebody. There's nothing like that. There is nothing like that you don't need anybody anytime. There's nothing like that. There's always going to be a moment where you need somebody to guide you and to advise you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Everything depends on leadership. And that's what we're looking at Tuesday's night. If you sit in a vehicle, which direction are you going to go? Do you know that many people get vehicles and they don't have places to go? They just drive. They just drive to the seawall. And they just go and park their car. They go to the car wash and they wash the car and they just come and park by the roadside. They have a vehicle. The vehicle really is not doing anything. And there are some people who have vehicles. The vehicle is tired. The vehicle wish you could say, you know what?
I am not, this morning, I am not going anywhere again. Yeah. Everything depends on leadership. Tonight, there's an important principle that you need to know as you lead yourself. And that is to contemplate, reflect, be thoughtful, and consider things you see around you. Should I say it again? Contemplate. Reflect. Be thoughtful. And consider the things you see around you. Contemplate. Reflect. Be thoughtful. And consider the things you see around you. We are trying to say that you should think. As a Christian, you should think a lot. Turn to your neighbor and say, you should think a lot. To contemplate, you must reflect. You cannot walk around this world and not contemplate. To contemplate means to think deeply about something. To contemplate means to think deeply. It means to look at or view with continued attention. You must contemplate. You must reflect. Reflect means to think. Contemplate means to think, to meditate. So we are talking about the brain. Why you must use your brain. If you are going to be a good leader, you will be someone who uses his or her brain. Contemplate. Reflect. And then what? Be thoughtful and consider the things you see around you. There are many things around us that is supposed to make us wiser. Yeah. Solomon was somebody who used to think a lot. In the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4, verse 1. Reflect. Contemplate. Reflect. Be thoughtful. And consider the things you see around you. Are you with me still? Don't lose me. There are so many things in life that are around us that we don't contemplate, that we don't reflect about, that we are not thoughtful of, and that we don't consider. Solomon said, so I returned and considered. Solomon was a king. In order for him to be a good leader and to be a faithful leader, he had to develop the ability to just not see something and just ignore it. To just not go through an experience and just forget about it. He learned to be thoughtful, to consider things, to contemplate and to reflect on things. You see, the opposite of this is people who are crazy. You are quiet. I don't know whether I'm preaching in a church or I'm talking to myself. I said the opposite is people who are crazy. Who always think about things that makes them sad. It's like they commit suicide. They self-inflict themselves. They will rather think deep about things that should make them sad. If you look at the head of the chicken and the head of a human being, you should know the difference. And there is a reason why God gave us more. And give the chicken less. There got to be a reason why. Otherwise, our heads would be like chicken's head. So when somebody says that your head is like a chicken head, or your brain is like a chicken brain, you should feel very, very bad. It means that your brain is very, very small. In other words, you don't have the capacity and ability to think as a human being. So I returned and considered all the oppressions that are done under the sun. And behold, the tears of such as were oppressed, and they had no comforter. He looked at people who were, and behold, the tears of such as were oppressed. He looked at people who were oppressed, who were crying. And he says, they didn't have somebody to help them. It's something you must think about. That somebody's in pain, somebody's going through trouble and going through a lot of trials, and they don't have anybody to comfort them. Hey, you must think about such a thing. You should not ignore it. And he said, and on the side of their oppressors, there was power. But they also had no comforter. So he's bringing about the fact that to have somebody to comfort you is not a simple thing. Because people who are crying don't have comforter. People who seem to have power, who are also making people cry, also don't have comforters. He goes on. He said, wherefore, I praise the dead. She said, you know, those that are dead, they are in peace. Because if you're alive, you're oppressed. There's nobody to comfort you. You are lonely. Nobody seems to understand you. Nobody seems to be able to help. And then those who are in power and those who seem to be prosperous, they also have their issues. And he said, and I realized that those that are dead, they are better. You have to consider to come to a conclusion that somebody is better than somebody. The which are already dead, more than the living which are yet alive. Why? Because when you are dead, all these things are gone. That's why he said that it is better to go to a funeral. It is better. Solomon is the same guy who said it is better to go to a funeral than to go to a place where they are rejoicing and they have a party. Why? Because you see what is going to also happen to you. As for party, it makes you forget what is going to happen to you. But if you look at a funeral, you know that one day you also be lying down in that coffin. You see, even if you consider your death, you put yourself in a church. Because there are many people who die, they don't have a pastor to preach at their funeral. And then their relatives will be going around looking for a contractor, a pastor contractor, to rent the pastor and hire the pastor. And let the pastor come and say all kinds of things that are not true at the funeral. So even if we think about the day we will die, you say, hey, Charlie, let me get a church. Let me pay my tithe. Let me be a good person in the church so that... No, because sometimes I myself have been to funerals at Sundays. Now, I mean, we are not a lot in Guyana, so that's also one factor. But when you go to some funerals, it's like the person, they should have just thrown the body away somewhere and free. Because just one or two people there, and they're playing some songs that don't make any sense. And people sitting down quiet and watching the thing, and then flies coming, and then people, I mean, this, you know what? I better, if you study when people die, you if you consider, if you contemplate, if you reflect on dead bodies, hey, you get wiser. But that's what we do. We don't consider things. We don't reflect on things. There are so many things in our society. Look at how your mother has suffered by becoming a productive factory that produces babies. No, you think about it. I've had people who tell me, the man said, make children for me. And that is why you are where you are today. Making children for somebody. Now, you are a child growing up in a house and you cannot contemplate. Oh, you end up even worse. I said, you end up even worse. But that will not be your story. I said, that will not be your story in the name of Jesus. But if you look at it, father didn't do anything much. mother doesn't have so much strength. Now you, now a young girl who has grown up. Is there nothing to think about?
I don't know what I'm preaching to people in the church tonight.
Consider how you grew up without a father in the house, and now you are at the age where you are blossoming. You must think. You must reflect. You must be thoughtful. You must consider the things you see around you.
Otherwise, your life will be a miserable life.
You'll be moving from church to church for a miracle and a breakthrough. And it's not about a miracle or a breakthrough. It's about the chicken brain that some people have.
Contemplate. Reflect. Be thoughtful. And consider the things you see around you. Hey, look around in the church. People have been here, they are no more. I said, people have been here, they are no more. Contemplate over those things. Think about those things. Consider those things. You must allow those things to minister to you.
You have to think about why people fail in life. You have to think about it. Why has this person failed? See, we make almost everything spiritual. Satan, 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 the devil, the devil. Prayer, prayer, prayer. I need prayer. Pray for me. I need prayer. Pray for me. Of course, everybody needs prayer. But there's a lot of things that you need to consider and reflect.
You see, in the book of Kings, the first Kings, First Kings chapter 3, verse 21. This is a story between the two women who gave birth one time. And then the next morning, one child was dead. But the woman whose child died went to exchange her baby with the baby of the woman whose baby was dead, the baby of the woman that was alive. So there was a problem. And they were brought before Solomon the judge. And Solomon had to decide. So one of the women was talking. She said that, you know what? He said, when I rose in the morning to give my child breast milk, he said, behold, it was dead. But you see, he said, but when I had considered it in the morning, behold, it was not my son which I did bear. He contemplated. That is how come she took up the matter. Because when she reflected, I know. Even 5 a.m., my child was even, you know, I heard my child moving and making some sound. It cannot be my child. This is somebody who considered. We are talking about contemplating, reflecting. Making the things you see around you make a great impression on your life. She said, I considered it. I could not just, I had to teach. She said, I thought about it. That is how many people don't become good leaders. They don't think about things. When it comes to education, they don't think about education. When it comes to finances, they don't think about finances. When it comes to bad company, they don't think about bad company. They cannot take an example of a case that made somebody a failure, made somebody struggle, and then take that case and do something out of it.
He said, I considered it in the morning. And I realized that. No. This is not my child. This is not my child. That is my child. The other woman said, no, that is not your child. That is my child. He said, no, that's my child. People say, hey, no fight. He said, why shouldn't I fight? Because she had considered it. She had considered it. The same time also, God used the same word with the devil in Job chapter 1. When the devil came up in the presence of the Lord, God told the devil, have you considered my servant Job?
Have you thought about him? Have you reflected about how great he is? How stable he is? How steadfast he is? How unmovable? He said, if you like, go and try. I am telling you, I have considered Job and I know for sure you can't do anything for him to deny me. I know Job. I have watched him. I have considered the things I see him do. And the Lord said unto Satan, have you considered my servant Job? It's even God who brought Job up. God was the one who brought Job up. Because he had thought about him. May the Lord have good thoughts about you. I said, may the Lord have good thoughts about you. Considered Job. And for truth, and really, at the end of it all, Job kept his faith. Consider why people's marriages don't work. You should consider that. Why people's marriages work. You must consider that. Why people are successful. Why do some people, why can some people stay in a job for 30 years? And then you can't stay in a job. There's something that you are failing to consider. You see, for example, if you have a job and it helps you pay your bills, you better be quiet, though. You better be quiet. Unless you have another opportunity that can bring you more blessings and more money. You stay quiet and sit down and just do whatever you're asked to do. But see, some people don't consider, because in Guyana, there are not a lot of opportunities. So when you get an opportunity, you should consider the environment that we are in. Sometimes when I see people going to pilot school, I question myself. I said, go to CPC and be happy. You're going to pilot school, how many planes do we have? We don't. The politicians don't have any plane for you. You're going to pilot school. You're going to pilot school. There's so many things we don't have here. So if you go to school to study those things, you are not reflective. You are not somebody who is using your mind to consider things around you. You graduate as a pilot and walk around very proud. But even plane, all you see is a simulator. You go and sit in a computer. And then as for that one, you go to Princess Hotel and do some. And you are still in one place and then you think you are flying. Yeah. Yeah. Consider the things you see around you. Contemplate. Yeah. Why is that person successful? I think it was Pastor Isan who, you know, used to tell me those things. He says, there's something about Indians. When you work with Indians, they are not very fanciful about their food at all. True or false? Ah, but you see, black people, we look down upon them, right? Is it what? Dal? Puri? Everyday puri. But a black man want chicken ham. And then the Indian, she comes as a dal. Water. And then what else? What? Curry? Me want no curry. But you don't have anything. You're wearing a shoe that you have not finished paying. No, you are wearing a shoe that you have not finished paying.
Yeah. And you are so bold enough that when you see the sister in church, you don't even say good morning to her. Meanwhile, you have not finished paying the sister for the shoe you are wearing. No, it's a very, you see, it even causes problems in the church. That you are in a church, then you owe somebody, then somebody, even the wig you are wearing, you went to borrow the wig. I mean, it's so bad. Charlie, if you don't have money to do your hair. Yeah. No, you must contemplate. You see, my father, when my father got older, I always talk about this, and I think I found it, the reason. When my father finally built his house, my father married my mother when she was 18 years old. And my father was a very busy man. He started a school, so he had his own school. He was very, very busy. He needed in his life for somebody to cook for him. That's all. So when he comes home late, he's tired. There's nobody to cook for him. In those days, there were no, you know, there were no these cooks and things. So he need press out with a comfort. And so he introduced him to my mother and then my mother. So when he took my housewife of 18, come back home, children cook food, wash, cook, clean. That's all. You stay home. And my mother did her best. 8 children. Yeah? 9 minus 1. 8. Yeah, 8 became. Now, when he became older, and he got to, I think, his 60s or so, and he built a house, he finally moved into the house. Then he built 2 separate rooms, a door in between. So he used one bedroom, and my mother was using the other bedroom. I'm talking about contemplate. Consider the things you see around you. You'll be surprised that if you don't consider something that you have had the privilege to see, that thing is coming. Your next 3 steps, that same thing is coming to you. You know that one, right? So he had a self-contained room. So he, you know, master bedroom he had. He bought a nice water heater. So he hot and cold in his bathroom. My mother also has her bedroom. But her bathroom wasn't so much inside her bedroom. She has to come out of the bedroom into her bathroom. There was no hot and cold. Contemplate. Consider. So for the remainder of his life, even though he was married to my mother, he used to sleep in his own room. My mother used to sleep in her own room. You can understand, right? It is something, when you see it, you should say, Father, thank you for allowing me to see this thing here. And make sure. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. My father was not well, and he couldn't do much for himself. He had. I brought the bell here. The bell is around here. The bell is here, isn't it? Where's the bell? Kevin, where's the bell? I brought the bell from. When you see the bell, you must know where the bell came from. So my father, he can't get up, right? So he's on the bed and he takes the bell. He rings it. And then sometimes we'll be home. And then my mother will say, who is he calling? Who is he calling? He said, go and find out. But you want to sleep in your own room. You put me in my own room. What are you calling me for? I mean, the man is in trouble. The man is in pain in the night. He wants some comfort. And the woman said, but you put me outside your room. Why are you calling me? So you see, whilst he was putting the woman in the other room, he thought he was, you know, he was so, oh, freedom, freedom. Not knowing that one day it would take a bell. And sometimes, you see, sometimes you hear the bell. Maybe let's say I'm on the other side of the house. You hear crying that, you know, mommy had gone. When you come out, she said, no. Mama just says, oh, go and check. Yeah. No, you have to learn. You have to. So I went to the field. I went to a farm. I went to the house. Somebody who was lazy. He said, and I saw the farm was filled with weeds. And he said, and then I received instruction that a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the arms. He said, poverty will come to you like a traveler. Why is your mother the way she is now? Why is your father the way he is now? Think about it. Consider that, ladies and gentlemen, to be able to lead yourself properly, you have to learn to be a thinker, a deep thinker. A deep thinker. Hey. Yeah. Think deep. Don't let things pass you by and that you don't consider. And when I reflect, I say, you know what? In another setting, I can understand why my father did what he did. Oh, Brian, you don't understand what he would do. No. I mean, if it's not Christ there, if it's not Christ and the scriptures and the Bible and the pastor and the church and some fear you have for God, bye. You say, girl, go and sleep in the kitchen. It's the kitchen you must sleep at. No. I'm not, it's the truth I'm telling you. You would do some things in the feel happy or comfortable or something. But then you pay for it. Faith, I was looking for you. You see me after church, right? Contemplate. Contemplate. Sister Elsa, Karen should look at you. She should look at you. Karen, are you looking at your mother? Yeah, you must contemplate and say, hey! When I saw my mother and some of the struggles she went through, I must learn. I must think about it. That's a very good woman there. Very strong woman. Many people, if they have gone through what Sister Elsa has gone through, would have been dead by now. But you must consider. Because some of you don't have the strength like some people have. So if you don't lead yourself properly, Bishop said he went into a house, big house, with an old woman, 70 years old. And as they were talking, the woman said, it's my fault. So he said, what is your fault? He said, it is her fault that now she's alone in a big house. And he said, she continued to say, I drove my husband away. It's my fault. I am the one who drove him away. I drove him away. I gave him, it's like, at 70 years old now, she has come to realize that she is the one who drove the man away. Consider. Contemplate. There are things around you and around me that if we will consider, Anita Gordon, our lives will become different. I tell you. Let me tell you. Yeah, you can clap. In our society, there's a common thing with men and women. We must look at it. You see, women with children, the fathers are not around. They struggle to take care of the children. It's not now. It's not a case of now. It has been going on for a long time. Have we not seen it? Yes. Chantel, have you not seen it? Where is she there? Why are you sitting here? She there. Mother. Hey, Chantel! Look at her sometimes. You see, sometimes when she holler upon you, it's not you. It's the pressure she going through. It's not you. Don't worry, she. Yeah. Because you realize that He said, mommy, do nothing, mommy. No, it's true. You didn't do nothing. But the pressure.
I know.
So when you bring that your little thing, then you have to release, you have to receive the pressure. Now you must look at your mother and say, mommy, I love mommy, but what mommy has been through? Please, Lord. You have to understand the steps she took or she mistook. You have to consider it. When you're a young girl and a young man begins to come around you, you must consider. He's looking for a place to release some sperms. That's all he's looking for. Got free hands, isn't it? It's not the place to release your sperms. Is that not what you're looking for? That's the only thing. And once the sperm goes, then you, the lady, your stomach gets big. And then you come with baby, and then the man ain't ready for no baby. Contemplate. Reflect. Yeah. You should look into your family. Nobody does well. Nobody goes to school properly. Well, why? You have to be a deep thinker. Yeah, no, you have to break it. It's, and this one is not some curse. Father, in the name of Jesus, Satan. No. I beg you, please. There's a place for that. Wisdom. You need wisdom. One day I called Bishop. I discovered some demon that was trying to fight my family. So I called Bishop. I said, Bishop, what do you do? He laughed. And he said, Collins, you need wisdom. I said, Bishop, I don't understand. He said, listen, if the rat, we call it rat, right? The rat in our kitchens, when you set a trap for the rat, it's because of the brain that the rat has. That doesn't make them know that, hey, Basman want me today. Some are smarter. They come, they eat the cheese, they eat the meat, and then they go. Those who are not smart, in the morning you see them lying down like that. Dead. They don't have wisdom. They didn't consider. So Bishop said, it is wisdom that makes you, he said, if you are wise and you are careful, you can smell something here. He said, you will learn by wisdom and avoid. Satan cannot have power over you unless you invite him by foolishness. If you are wise, you'll be able to outwit the enemy. You can be able to live your life escaping narrowly like that. And then he wonders, why is it that I can't get this person? Charlene, be thoughtful. Sometimes you look into your house and see how you are, what, 20 people in one house. And nobody seems to be doing well. And if you want to be in the house like that, God has saved you. You are in the church. You don't want to think deep. You don't want to contemplate. You don't want to reflect. You don't want to consider the things you see around you. Hey. From tonight, you are not going to be a shallow thinker. I said from tonight, you are going to be somebody who consider things. Yeah. No. You must contemplate. Oh. Contemplate. Yeah. Dion, are you there? Are you sleeping or you're awake? Yeah, you must contemplate. You must consider. And see whether what you are doing, people who are successful, is that how they behave? You should know that there are some people, there's an area they live, nobody gets prosper from that area. You must fight and move from that area. No, it's true. And there are some schools when you go, you never do well in life. Mm-hmm. So when you find yourself in that school, you should say, Lord,
deliver me from this school. Lord, any school, but not this one. Even if you have to stay home and privately teach yourself, you should do that. Yeah. If we do this, and the Lord is teaching us tonight, I believe that we will overcome the mistakes that have happened right in front of our eyes. It's not going to take fasting and prayer. It's just going to take wisdom. And it's going to be wisdom that has come out of considering an error, considering a case, considering a situation. You see, most of the time, the things we do it, like I said earlier, to make ourselves happy. But what will make you happy, that does not necessarily mean that is a good thing. I want a job that can give me good money. But what is your qualification to get such a job? Some people grow up from in a family where they talk like that. I can't let anybody go. I want to do my own. I was talking to my daughter. She just started, are you in the science stream? She streamed science. And I was asking the science class. He said the business class is the biggest class. There's a lot of people in the business class. So I said, you know what? There's a problem. The people who are doing business are not considering. See, the deception with people who are doing business is that I want to have my own company. I want to have my own business. Yeah. Which business? Lady Pasakizi in London. She did business management at UJ. She's a teller at a bank. Senior teller. Thank you very much. So, because you see, when you're going to, you say, oh, business management. I want to start my own company. It is a certain selfishness and egocentric that wants you to. You want to prosper. You want to get money. But no. You have to consider Guyana. You have to think about Guyana. How many people have started their own business that went to university? Survivor used to be a butcher at Border Market. He didn't do any business management at the university. But he has more money than people who have got to do business management at the university. You have to consider. Sorry. Brian Taylor, look at BK. Every contract in the country he has, they are paying him off for. There's a hard Bosch. More money. No degree, no temperature, no Celsius, no Fahrenheit. You're going to do business, marketing, and communications. Who are you going to communicate with? Family communication. No. No, you have to. It is the lack of being practical. That's why a lot of people are in teaching. They don't like to teach, but they just want a job. Yeah, that's why a lot of teachers are not good teachers. It's like they don't have an option. Unless you have another opportunity, you have to be a teacher or a nurse or something that practice after school. Or a policeman, or a policewoman. Or an army. That's why a lot of young people go into the army. You can't blame them because there are few options. A few options. You get maths 8, English 20, social studies 4, straight into army. And then you should ask yourself, those who go to the army, what happens to them? You know, you should think about it. When you want to go into the army, go and talk to somebody who has been in the army before and what they are doing now. I know a gentleman around the corner. He is from the army. But he has become a bit self-sufficient now because he sows. Not because he was in the army. The army has not given him anything. He sows clothes. That is what has made him even bought a new car. Yeah. He's so beautiful, that's all. There's nothing in the army. Consider, contemplate, reflect. Oh, people who migrate to America, how many of them are rich? How many of them can you call right now after church and say, please send me $100? Tomorrow, I'm going to call you back tomorrow. Yeah.
No, it's true. Consider it. We are all sitting down here. How many of our relatives abroad that if you were to call them tonight, if you like, after church, you go to the call and call. Oh, do a WhatsApp call. We'll give you Wi-Fi access. Call WhatsApp. I want to listen to the call. Then say, Uncle. Uncle, please for $50. If you don't take care, you say, you people just take the phone and you just call and just say rubbish. Do you know what we're doing here? $50 just drop from the tree? You in Guyana, you don't have anything to do. You just call and you just talk nonsense. $50, which I can give you tonight. I can give $50 tonight. I can go to America Street and change it. If you want $1, I can go and change it and give it to you. And I don't live in America. Akim, I don't live in America. But I can give you $100 today. I can even give you pounds and euros and all of that. You call your relatives there. So it's not like, I want to go. I want to go. You have to consider. A girl died. I don't know. Some nice girl, she used to come to our church. And then before we heard, she had migrated to America. She died there. Yeah, that girl. Some girl, she used to come to our church. What's her name again? Tyra's mother, yeah. She died. So I asked myself, if you had just stayed here in Guyana and eat provision, and eat kalalu and bora, and curry, and roti, and go to your church, dal and rice, you probably would have lived long. Many of them want to come back, but they can't come back. Many of them want to come back. The only thing is show off, you know. It's just all of it is show off. You see a nice picture. Of course, your color will become nice. Of course. Who lives in a fridge and your color will become nice? Your color will become nice. You get the best of clothes. But let me tell you, clothes and color and those things, they don't make people happy. They don't give peace. Consider, contemplate, reflect, think about the things that you see around you. The Bible says, your fathers, do they live forever? Yeah. Time is up. Stand to your feet tonight. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Contemplate. Reflect. Be thoughtful. And consider the things you see around you. It's one of the things I've come to accept really is that some people wouldn't come to our church whilst we are here in Isla Penitence. They will not come. Yeah, when you say Isla Penitence, okay, all right. Oh, okay, good. All right, all right. That's it. That's the end of it. They won't come. Even though we feel that this place is okay, there's no problem. But it's like they are coming into a lion's den. So there are some people who will never come to our church whilst we are here. And that's why we need to have branches. So that those who don't want to come here, they can go to our branch somewhere else. If I'm going to sit here and say, we're going to have 1,000 people come here, I may be deceiving myself. You have to consider. You have to reflect. You have to be thoughtful and consider the things around you. Yeah. Shall we? After tonight, your life will never be the same again. As after tonight, you will not be somebody who will not think deep about movements and decisions. Because it is in your movements, your decision making, that we make errors and that we give a place for the devil to take hold of us. Now think about it. He says he loves you. If he loves you, take me to the church. Altar first. Wedding first. Wedding first. Because you should know that somebody didn't do wedding first. And today they are somewhere else. Yeah. Consider. Consider. Father, tonight, you did all that was necessary. You gave us a brain.
gave us eyes to see, ears to hear, and a mind to think. We will disgrace you if we don't use our minds the way you expect us to. I pray for your people in the name of Jesus, that from tonight we will lead ourselves to better places, to into prosperity, into success, into victory, by being people who contemplate, who reflect, who be thoughtful and consider the things that we see around us. That even though we are in Guyana, it would take something extra. It would take the grace and the power of God for us to be in a place, because many people want to run away. But if we want to stay here, we must consider and think deeply that it takes the grace of God, and that we will go for that grace. So we'll be established and we'll be stable and prosper in the place you have given to us. I pray that may none of your people under the sound of my voice fail, be defeated and be conquered because they didn't think deep. That story has been canceled in the name of Jesus. And your people will be strong, will be mighty, will soar. They will learn from mistakes and not repeat those mistakes. Our lives will indeed reflect the grace and the power of God. I give you praise. I give you glory. In Jesus' name. You are here tonight, you are not saved, you are not born again. Pastor, please. Pray with me. I want to give my heart to Jesus. Think about where people go when they die, you know. You should think about it. Is this all? Is this all there is to life? Think deeply about it. It's not all. If life is just to come and go through the things we go through and just die and go, then life is useless. But I want to tell you tonight that no, life is not like that. Life is precious. Jesus came to give us everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You're here tonight. You want Jesus. You need Jesus. You want to receive Christ Jesus in your heart. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be born again. If you're here like that, I want to pray with you. Just lift up your right hand. And I'll do so. Pastor, please pray with me. I want to be saved. I want to give my heart to Jesus tonight. While every eye is closed, you want to lift up your right hand. Just your right hand. Pastor, please. I want to be born again. I want to be saved. I want to be saved. I don't want to go to hell when I die. Please pray with me. You're here tonight. You also want to say, you know, Pastor, I'm not a serious Christian. I have considered, even this short moments I've considered, I've seen that those who are not serious Christians, they don't do well. They don't last. I want to be a strong Christian. You can also lift up your right hand. I want to pray for you also tonight. Yes, your right hand up high. God bless you. God bless you. Lift up your hand. I want to ask you. Come to the front. I want to pray with you. Come. Clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come. God bless you. Clap for them as they come. Come to Jesus tonight. Come to Jesus tonight. Say this prayer with me, church. Join in as we pray together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I open my heart again. And I invite Jesus Christ to come and stay in my heart, to make me strong a Christian, to be my master and my savior. I believe that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Thank you, Father. That from tonight, I have received a new strength. I have received power to live a good Christian life. My life is never the same again because of this simple prayer. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I pray for your people. I pray for your children. Those that are in front, I commit them to you. Those that have come forward for salvation, thank you for the free gift of salvation. Those that have come for strength and to be a better Christian, I pray, oh God, the only good things you give. Bible said every good thing and every perfect thing is from above. Let strength be their portion. Let stability be their bedrock. May they be solid like the rock of ages. May they never be moved. May they never be blown away from the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Thank you. The supernatural strength has come upon their lives right now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Collins, please call us on 592-231-0077 or email us at lciguyana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguyana.org. God richly bless you.